Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
Happy that you're here with us. We always are happy that you're here with us, that we spend this time, give it to the Lord. We can truly give the Lord 10 minutes devotional time. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm. You know? So, where are we, Jeannie?
And give us some feedback once in a while. I know we heard from Michael.
Yeah.
And Michael and Claire, I think they're in New Mexico. We have people listening from all over. And it's kind of fun to hear a little bit of feedback. We go, oh, well, we know you're listening. So
yeah.
Send us a text or an email or comment on Facebook. Keeps us going to know that you're getting something out of it and you're enjoying it and pass it on to others.
Right on.
Okay, so we're still in Colossians 1, 9 through 14, and we're going to be wrapping this up. This is Paul talking to this people that he really loves. And we talked last time about bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God and how God has already got good works planned for us ahead of time. And as we do those good works, that we're getting to know God and what his heart is. So I thought that was pretty cool that you mentioned that. And then being strengthened with all power according to his might. We talked about how it's not in our own strength. Takes the burden off us, but we need to just keep putting a first and reconnect with the Lord when we start seeing ourselves trying to muscle it.
Right.
And to find out from the Lord what he wants, and he's already got it planned. You guys just have got planners on your iPhones or on your phones. What's up for today?
Yeah.
The Lord's got that also for you. So to me, it makes it like an adventure each day. And for all endurance and patience with joy because of his Holy Spirit, we're enduring. Doesn't mean it's not tough, but we're enduring and we're having patience with joy. That means we don't quit. We keep pressing on,
right on,
expecting that God is going to answer and take us through to the other side. And then verse 12, go ahead.
And do something good.
And do something good. And verse 12 says, while we're going through this, we're giving thanks to the Father. And we've mentioned this before in previous podcasts, but one of the secrets for me is telling God, thank you before I see the answer.
Yeah.
And that's an act of faith to say, God, thank you that you're all powerful, that you have given me your Holy Spirit, that you have good works that are going to be done, that you have an end to this. And I'm going to thank you ahead of time, even before I see it completed in my own eyes.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful way to live. It's the right way to live. And it is as well an expression of faith and of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I know you're with me. I know you're strengthening me. I know you're my help. I know you're my, as David would say, you're my shield and my fortress. And because of that, Lord, even if I'm in the midst of something right now, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're my God.
That song that we've sang so often the last several months at church, that you're working even though I don't see you're working.
Yes.
How's the words go to that?
Even though I don't see it, you're working. Even though I don't feel it, you're working. You're always working. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's an act of faith, to trust that God is working behind the scenes, even though we don't see it happening right in front of us, but it is being worked on. And then it says, giving thanks to the Father, and then gives an explanation, just this cool, cool explanation of what gift we've been given from the Father. It kind of wraps this up. Who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. And we've talked about this many times before. We're not qualified by anything we've done.
We cannot qualify ourselves.
For by grace we've been saved through faith in Christ.
There you go.
Memorize that if you don't
have
it.
Not of ourselves. It's a gift of God.
It's a gift of God. So he's qualified us because we recognize we're a sinner, that we need Christ to take our place on that cross to pay for our sins. Mm-hmm. And then in exchange, we get his inheritance. That's so wonderful. So he's reminding them that give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saint in light. And then he says he has delivered us from the domain of darkness. If you don't believe
That's
there's
beautiful.
Darkness in the world,
oh my God,
take a look around.
Yeah.
And he's delivered us, not just physically taken us off planet Earth, but while we're here in the middle of darkness around us, he's delivered our soul into a place where we can be transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Mm-hmm. And we know that wherever God's kingdom is, that's where his spirit is. And we can have his kingdom here on earth in our realm of us submitting to God and then God having his way and will with our personal lives. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that, honey?
Oh, yeah. God not only delivers us as he has delivered us, but in my thinking, he is delivering us every day in every situation and circumstance. And that's a good prayer too. Lord, I'm in this struggle. Deliver me from this, Father.
It's so fun to see that he's delivered us, and then it says transferred us into the kingdom of his son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you picture that in your mind, that you're no longer captive to the domain of darkness? Your soul's no longer captive. It's been delivered over into light. Mm. That's for all eternity.
Yeah.
That's what we get. That's our inheritance.
See, some companies have what they call transfer plans, where you could be in one job and request a transfer to another job. But this is God's transfer plan. And his transfer plan is to transfer you out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light.
Out of hell and into heaven.
That's right. God does a lot of transferring, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. And then it says, 14, finally, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
So redemption, what does that mean to you, Paul?
Well, again, that's like being purchased back. I've been redeemed. I've been purchased by God. And in fact, the word says, don't you know you're not your own? You've been bought with a price. And you've been bought with a price not by gold or silver, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So, look, you and I need to know and fully realize that how valuable we are to God. We're so valuable to him that if you and I had a price tag on us, which is a funny thought, the price tag would say, the blood of Jesus Christ. You belong to the Lord, and he has willingly given his life to purchase you, to redeem you to himself. Beautiful thought.
It's a beautiful thought. So do we have time to do a wrap-up?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to be wrapping up today the armor of God. We started out maybe a couple months ago.
It seems like a long time ago.
Ephesians 6.
Uh-huh.
And can I just read the whole thing real quick, and then they can go back and listen.
Step on the gas.
In more detail.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to read it real quick, see if it sounds any different to you than when we first started a couple months ago, and then I encourage you to go back and replay these. So it says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Verse 13 of chapter 6. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Amen.
That's awesome. I was really listening as you were speaking. Father, thank you so much for the armor of God that you have left to us. And I pray, Father, that we would take this seriously and take on that armor, so that we can walk through this life victoriously. It's a tough life, but you've given us power and strength to walk victoriously. Bless my brothers and sisters. Watch over them today. Be with us, Lord God. Share with us that great love you have for us. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We will see you soon.